IUL versus 401k. The tax-free alternative most people don't know exists. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. 401k equals tax-deferred time bomb. IUL equals tax-free. The David McKnight thesis. No RMDs. No market floor risk. No contribution age limits. Your 401k feels like a win right now. But there's a version of retirement math that most financial advisors don't show you, and once you see it, it's hard to unsee. The IUL versus 401k conversation comes up constantly, and for good reason. People are starting to realize that tax-deferred doesn't mean tax-free. It means you'll pay later, on a bigger number, at whatever rate Congress decides. That's a completely different thing. Your 401k is a tax-deferred time bomb. Let's be direct about this. Your 401k grows tax-deferred, which sounds great until you understand what that actually means. You put pre-tax dollars in. That money grows. Then every dollar you pull out in retirement gets taxed as ordinary income, at the rate in effect when you're taking it. You have no control over that rate. David McKnight built his entire career around this concept in his book The Power of Zero. The math is uncomfortable. If you retire with $1 million in a 401k and you're in a 25% tax bracket, you don't have $1 million. You have $750,000. And that's a conservative estimate. Required minimum distributions start at age 73 and force you to take money out whether you want it or not. That can push you into a higher bracket, right, when you're trying to be careful. That's what people miss. The account balance looks big. The after-tax income is a different story. How IUL retirement works differently. A properly structured IUL, max funded with minimum death benefit, builds cash value that you access through policy loans. Those loans are tax-free, not tax-deferred. Tax-free. Here's the thing, you're not withdrawing money. You're borrowing against cash value that keeps compounding inside the policy. The dollars never stop working because they never technically leave. That's what double dipping means. The same dollar earns in the index and funds your life at the same time. There's no RMD forcing you to take distributions on someone else's schedule. There's no contribution age limit. If you're 60 and want to start funding a policy, that's your call. And because it's life insurance, the death benefit passes tax-free to your beneficiaries. The participating loan structure is what separates a bank-like policy from everything else. When you borrow at 4 to 5% and the policy historically credits 6 to 8%, the loan turns into an asset instead of a liability. You're using other people's money while your money keeps compounding the whole time. No other vehicle does that. Compare income, not balance. A $500,000 IUL producing tax-free distributions can outperform a $1 million 401k with taxable distributions, depending on your tax situation. That comparison almost never shows up in conventional financial planning. IULs have a zero floor. You don't participate in market losses. In a year where the index drops 30%, your cash value stays flat. You give up some upside via caps, but you never go backward. For people in the distribution phase, that matters a lot. And not, or, BankLite is not a 401k replacement. This is where a lot of people misunderstand the strategy, and I want to be clear. BankLite is not a replacement for your 401k, index funds, or Roth IRA. It's where your dollars live before they go into those vehicles. $1 does two jobs. It earns inside the policy, and it funds whatever investment you're making outside of it. That's what nothing else can do. If your employer matches your 401k contributions, take that match. That's free money. Then fund your BankLite policy with what's left. The goal is to become what we call a complete compounder, someone who captures interest on every dollar before it leaves their hands. The IUL versus whole life comparison is a separate question worth understanding if you're new to this space. You can read that breakdown here. One note on the IUL space in general, most IULs are not structured correctly. The 95% problem is real. Agents have been caught structuring policies with massive death benefits to earn higher commissions, leaving clients with dramatically less cash value. The product isn't the problem. How it gets sold is. This has been a Lightstrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.